This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, June 9th, 2019, Pentecost Sunday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. On the solemnity of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within each and every believer. We often hear, and rightfully so, of how the Holy Spirit relates to the other two persons of the Divine Trinity. We hear quite often of the fruits of the Holy Spirit that is given to each and every individual. We have to appreciate, however, another mystery that is not spoken about all that often, and that is the Holy Spirit's ministry as being the superintendent of the Roman Catholic Church. The Holy Spirit in relation to the Roman Catholic Church is why our Lord Jesus Christ can say that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. In our day, it is often brought up to me, and rightfully so, people questioning as to whether or not that's still true, as to whether or not the gates of hell can prevail against the Catholic Church. Well, to question that is to question the words and the veracity of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. We have to understand that the gates of hell will not overcome the Roman Catholic Church because the Holy Spirit superintends her. No one can confront God and win. No one. We have to appreciate this. We should take great comfort from this, even in our day, to know that as long as there is a faithful remnant, that what we see on the news or what we hear here and there is a non-issue. A non-issue in as much as if you're faithful, be assured that the Holy Spirit will superintend the Roman Catholic Church and nothing, the gates of hell even, will not prevail against her. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit in this world. The Holy Spirit is the architect of the Catholic Church in all its facets. He is the architect of the Catholic Church. Well, what is the Catholic Church? It's the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, incarnate God who came and dwelt among us, the Incarnation. How did that start? The angel appears to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee and overshadow thee. After the Holy Ghost comes upon the Blessed Virgin Mother, the Son of God is incarnate. Jesus Christ is the body of which he is the head of the body in which we are participating, of which we are part. We have to understand that the Holy Spirit started it foundationally in the incarnation. Our Lord Jesus Christ and his humanity, miracles, this, that, name your miracle. Every single miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ did was the Holy Spirit working through the humanity of the God-man Jesus Christ to emphasize who he was. And then when our Lord Jesus Christ established the Roman Catholic Church on the back of Peter, followed by his confession, who do men say that I am? This, that, the other thing. But who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. St. Peter responds, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you. Who revealed it to him? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks through St. Peter. And after the resurrection, we have the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit comes and indwells each and every believer in a sense that he had never done before. Holy Spirit has ever been active in the life of church. From the time of creation, he was active. However, at Pentecost, things changed. He comes and dwells within each and every believer, giving them graces and fruits to, in his will, to fulfill the mission of the church. And after the church is established, the Holy Spirit superintends it. This Holy Spirit speaking to us, let us know this. He says in Ephesians chapter 2 that the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building groweth up into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also built together into a habitation of God in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is integral in the Catholic Church. He is its architect. He is the one who lives with inside this church, and he is the one that will guard it. And no matter what you see on the news, no matter what you hear, be assured and be comforted in the fact that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. He just lets faithful people know where they need to be. He lets faithful people know to whom they should not pay attention, no matter what color they may be wearing or what their position may be in the church. The Holy Spirit lets us know these things because he superintends the church. The hierarchy of the church, bishops who have the fullness of the priesthood, a lot of people don't realize that. Your parish priest, pastors, whatever, parochial, whatever they are. If they're not a bishop, they don't have the fullness of the priesthood. They act in the bishop's stead. I am here in the person of Bishop Stephen Lopes. In the moment he said, I don't want you there for me anymore, I'm gone. Okay? That's because he has the fullness of the priesthood. I can dress up. I know the words. I can make it look really nice. I cannot ordain deacons. I cannot ordain priests. Bishop Lopes can, because he has the fullness of the priesthood, as do all bishops. The Holy Spirit superintends these men, these rulers of the church, in their duties and in their office. He supports and guides them. They are not puppets. They are not his little holy marionettes that do everything that he wants them to do. They are men. They are men. They are fallible. They are prone to sin. And the reason that they don't is because the Holy Spirit superintends them. But if they do, it's because they have quenched the Holy Spirit. This is what we have to understand. We cannot look at the hierarchy of the church. I hear this all the time, you know, discussing this issue or that issue, and somebody will pipe up, well, the Holy Spirit wanted this person to be in this position, so everything that he says is right. Wrong. Wrong. Did the Holy Spirit want that person in the position? Yes, absolutely. Does the Holy Spirit dictate what he does? No. We see this throughout the history of the church. It's nothing new that men are prone to sin, and they prove it so often. They prove that they do what we hear in 1 Thessalonians 5 that we are not to do. Very succinct, very explicit. Extinguish not the Spirit. Older versions, quench not the Holy Spirit. He burns within each and every one of us by virtue of our baptism. He is sealed within us in our confirmations, but we can dump water on that fire. You can quench it. You don't have to listen to what he says because you have free will. When God created us that way, he meant it. You have free will. You can make your own decisions. You can turn your back on what he wants. And many members of the hierarchy in our day have. You shouldn't be judging people's hearts. I'm not judging hearts. I'm judging fruit. When law enforcement officers from across this country are raiding chanceries, that's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Should we fret over that? Absolutely not. Because of what I'm saying. The Holy Spirit will superintend his faithful people. When hierarchs in the church quench the Holy Spirit, others will stand firm. He is their support and their guide. When somebody offers you support and guidance, you must use it. You go out, you like hiking, you want to go out and get into nature and all that kind of stuff. I'm going out in the woods. I want to do a five-day hike. I'm going to hire a guide to take me. And you hire a guide and you go, I want to go down that trail. Your guide goes, no, you don't want to go down that trail. Dangerous place. A lot of people die down there. Let's go this trail. Oh, I want to go down that trail. No, I'm not listening to what you say. I hired you. You're good. And you go doing your own thing. Is that the guide's fault? Do you fall off a cliff? Absolutely not. It's your fault. The Holy Spirit is the guide and the supporter of the church. He will superintend, but he will not, because you have free will, make you do this, that, or the other thing. That is up to you. This discussion of the hierarchy, this is nothing new. Ezekiel chapter 34 in the Old Testament. Ezekiel 34, the entire chapter of God chastising bad shepherds. He wanted them to be shepherds. He called them to be shepherds over his people. But when they didn't do what he wants, he chastises them. He chastises them at length. Our Lord Jesus Christ in his early, he says, I am the good shepherd. He's appointed other shepherds, but he said, you'll know them when times get rough. Because real shepherds, good shepherds, stand with their sheep. They defend their sheep. They feed their sheep. They do those things, but others are hirelings. They don't feed them well. They don't defend them against the wolves that are attacking the flock. Heck, what do we hear nowadays? All are welcome. What kind of talk is that from a shepherd? All are welcome. Hey, Mr. Bear. Hey, Mr. Lion. Hey, Wolf. You're welcome in the flock. Ridiculous. That's a ridiculous statement. All are not welcome in the flock. This is what we have to appreciate. Use your discernment. Where are the shepherds that are good, that are defending the flock? They're telling them where there is poison food. I've never mentioned the poison because people don't like to hear about that. Tough. You're a hireling if you don't. You're a hireling if you let everyone into the fold. You're a bad shepherd. They've always been around. Well, man, that's bad, because if all the shepherds are bad, then what happens? The Holy Spirit continues to superintend the church. He's proven it throughout history. Fourth century, every bishop on the face of this planet, except for, I need this literally, a handful, almost every bishop on the face of this planet denied the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were Arians. And what does the Holy Spirit do? He raises up St. Athanasius and a handful of other bishops to stand firm in the face of all the other bishops. You know, I hear this a lot too. Well, everybody else does this. All these bishops say that. Guess what? It's no new news that there are times in history when a lot of bishops are wrong. Wrong. Because why? Because they're not doing what the Holy Spirit wants them to do. They're not being good shepherds. We have to appreciate this. So what does the Holy Spirit do when the hierarchy isn't doing what it's supposed to do? He raises up warriors for the cause of the Roman Catholic Church. St. Athanasius, who he and a handful of others withstood every other bishop on the face of the planet. In the 12th century, the church is in horrible disorder. Clergy malfeasance, clergy immorality, clergy ignorance. Ship without a rudder, who does he raise up? Pope St. Gregory VII. And he brings order back into the church. When there's a group that's denying the real presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord in the Eucharist, St. Dominic is raised up. St. Dominic confronts that heresy. And we still believe to this day, because the Holy Spirit, through St. Dominic, the warrior for the cause of the church, presents the truth through his preaching. the order of preachers, I love their symbol. You know what their symbol is? You know, well, man, this wouldn't fly in this day. It's a mad dog. It's a dog that, what do dogs do? They defend. They are aggressive. They will defend. St. Dominic, a warrior for the faith. Then in the 16th century, you have the arch-heretic Martin Luther. And through his heresies, up to this point, he has ripped millions of souls out of the Catholic Church, where people can avail themselves of the sacraments that our Lord Jesus Christ instituted, and through those sacraments attain eternal life. And Martin Luther ripped them away from that. He raises up Ignatius Loyola to confront. Ignatius Loyola and many others who confronted the heresies of their day and defended the deposit of the faith of the Catholic Church. The Holy Spirit defends the church by raising up saints. If the hierarchy doesn't do what they're supposed to do, there will be saints to step in and do that for them. This is how things work. This should be a source of great comfort to know that it is God Almighty Himself, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who indwells the church, who superintends her, who defends her, those who are faithful to the faith that He has presented, the foundation being the apostles and the prophets, then all things are well for the faithful. Everything else is just so much stuff. The faithful are guarded and directed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost, He is the maker of saints. He has done it in the past. He is doing it right now. We have to appreciate that. We have to appreciate that, and this is why. When we hear those words, the gates of hell will not prevail against her, do we believe it because it's philosophical or just some kind of theological thing we think about? No, it's because our Lord Jesus Christ says it, in the Father, and in the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.